Final score tonight, 74-64. Bulldogs get a big win in the North Division Championship by beating the East Mississippi Lions on their home floor. And joining me now is Coach Jason Flanagan, head coach of the Bulldogs. And Coach Flanagan, a great win right here for the Bulldogs.
Man, great win, man. It's great. It's a great night to be a Bulldog. About time, man. My guys, they fought for me tonight. And we brought it on, but we're going back home with the North Division. But apparently, it's kind of nip and tuck back there in the first half. And second half, we were able to kind of pull away a little bit. But they got some pretty big shooters there, and they kind of let them hang around a little bit. Yeah, the first half, my guy, Diaz Richardson, man, he came to play tonight. He was big first half. The second half, we played better defense the second half. The guys, Antonio Finley, he ended over 10 points. He's been getting 18, so we did a good job on him. It was just a team win tonight. My guy, I was worried about him in the shoot-around. In practice, we had the worst practice of the year. But they came out tonight, and they fought the whole game, and they saved the game, and they never did get frustrated. And they pulled it out. But it's a very hostile situation over here. A lot of things going on there, and they didn't let them get to them. I know they can't do it, especially, you know, if they move on to 4 years, there's just thousands and thousands of people in there, and I love stay away from all that stuff. There's a lot of extracurricular things going on, and they stay away from it, so they did a good job. Talk about, y'all taught him this year, you know, if the ball is not falling, to find another way to score. You know, he's kind of bought into that. I think he ended up with 19 points, which is, you know, on an average night for anybody else, that's pretty daggum good. But for him, I know he wants to get more than that, but he turned into a good night. 6 out of 15 shooting, that's not good, but he's able to get 19 points. Well, there's a shot that he did make, Steve. Those big shots for us because East Mississippi had one. But he got to be better than that, 1 for 8 from 3. But we always tell him, you don't have to shoot all these threes. It's not going to get to the free throw line. He was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Probably should have got to the line a little bit more. But he was great tonight. How big was that three from Angelo? The shot clock went out, I think, from about 26 feet. When he shot it, Steve, I knew it was going in. It looked good when he left his hand. He's been making shots like that in practice. He's a shooter. He can shoot the ball just as good as Doug. Right now, Doug's getting most of the minutes, but we still need D'Angelo down the stretch with Jamal. Not sure how long Jamal will be out, but we need D'Angelo to step up big time in the tournament and Thursday night against North Beach. But Marcus went up for a slam. He got pushed and landed on his tailbone, the lower back. Or do y'all really know yet? Because I know he's just going to be stirred up. I hope it's nothing major. I think he's just going to be tight for a little while. Yeah, he got a bruised tailbone right now. I don't feel comfortable putting him back in the game. And that says a lot about our team. We won the North Division on East Mississippi court without one of our starters. Without one of our most consistent players. He's been our most consistent player all year. And we won tonight without Mark. That says a lot about our team. You never know when your turn will come. Just be ready. And our guys like D'Angelo was ready tonight. Vassell Webster was ready. Vassell played well down the stretch. And I'm just proud of my guys, Steve.
All right, Coach, we got a big one Thursday night, and we need as many people up in the branch as we can get. So how important is it to back that thing out to get a payback win against Northeast? Because I think both y'all and the Lady Bulldog team felt like y'all should have pulled those out up at their place a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we didn't finish the game over there in Boneville. Thursday night, we owe them guys. My team, they will be ready. It's a big game for us. We want to finish out the regular season on a good note and be ready for the tournament. So my guys, we'll get back to work, probably get them out tomorrow. We'll get back in the gym and work on a few things and get better as a basketball team. All right, Coach, we appreciate it. We'll see you Thursday night. Thank you, Steve.